A suspect is in custody after wounding three Houston police officers.
These violent individuals, I'm damn tired of it.
Houston Police Chief Troy Finner says a suspect in a domestic disturbance call led police on a chase that ended in a crash.
As they got out of the vehicle, the suspect immediately fired upon the officers.
After the shootout, the suspect hijacked another car and ended up barricaded inside a house for hours, firing off more shots before surrendering. He was taken to the hospital with a gunshot wound to the neck. Local outlets said police identified the suspect as Roland Caballero. The three wounded officers are in stable condition, according to Mayor Sylvester Turner.
One was shot in the foot, one was shot in the leg, and one was shot in the arm.
Turner said that he and Finner plan to announce additional steps the city will take to address rising crime in Houston. I'm Jennifer King.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.